This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Paul told me he's got a date. He's got to leave. Seriously, he's going to stay into the hour with us. He says she looks like Baroness from G.I. Joe. Now, that's awesome. And she's Russian, folks. Russian handler. That's not the good one. There you go. That's looks like Dana Lash, but better. I thought that. I'm not going to leave my wife, but I don't know. For Baroness? Paul, do you like Baroness?
I think that's, you're putting words in my mouth, Alex. I don't have a date, but yeah, she's not too bad.
Let's put Baroness back on screen.
Stop giving me memos.
The memo is find the Baroness.
Okay, mission.
What do you think Baroness is thinking about right there?
Well, it's a family show.
Cobra, that's what she's thinking about. She's thinking about Cobra Commander. I am the supreme ruler.
You like that, Paul?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Now, is this abuse or is this my Tourette syndrome? Be honest with people.
It's kind of Tourette's. I mean, after you've been saying the same thing literally for 16 years, it's kind of, you know, I forgive you for it now.
Secretly we're discussing the Baroness every couple of days, right?
Well, it could be code. It could be code, yeah.
Well, there's code right there, is there? Are there any codes needed? What I like. Okay. Hey, let's get serious. Danny, you're on the air. Paul Joseph Watson, go ahead and ask your question.
I subscribe to 5 supplements, but if I could only buy one, it'd be X2. I hope it doesn't disappear.
I'm telling you, that's not a thing to sell it. I mean, it's selling it good, but I'm worrying because it's hard to get it. I mean, yeah.
Question for Paul. If you could critique Alex, what would you like to see him stop doing that you think distracts from the message he's delivering?
Be real, Paul.
Well, people say Alex interrupts his guests too much, and although you've gotten better at that more recently, so I guess I'd say that, but it's improved a lot over the past year, hasn't it? You don't interrupt people that much anymore.
That's number one on my list. We love you, Alex, but we'd like to hear what your guests have to say, too.
I'm getting better, Danny.
Okay.
Have I gotten better, Danny?
Yes, you're getting better.
We love you, Danny.
All right, thanks.
Oh, Danny boy. Some of these calls are like, I can't figure out what they're saying. Lots of hate from Austin. Here, Sam from the ATX. You're on the air with His Royal Majesty. Go ahead.
I prefer the title Lord Protector of the Realms.
That would be Wellington.
That was Cromwell.
That's like Cromwell of the whole Protestant movement. You're right. Lord Wellington was the guy.
Hey, guys, this is standard COINTELPRO operation trying to bring friction internally. Gunderson from the FBI tells all about him doing this to the Black Panthers in his memoirs. And this is how we resist. This is how we resist. We're forgiving. We don't backbite one another. And you guys are real, really good examples of that, Paul. I appreciate
No, you're right.
That.
You're right. These hit pieces are trying to manipulate us while we battle over the crown. The crown is freedom. We don't want the crown.
Amen. And that's a bunch of bull.
The Bible says at the last judgment, the saints will throw down their crowns.
And give glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, absolutely. You know, I'm not from the ATX, but I wanted to see how the other half lived. I was coming back from the border at the governor's racketeering trial, and I thought I'd stop in. And man, I rocked into the Starbucks on South Lamar in my InfoWars T-shirt, and let me tell you, I was the only Info Warrior in the place. We make a point to be polite, to tip well, to say please and thank you, hold doors for people, but you guys experienced a lot of hatred, and I just appreciate you. I commend you for holding up under that.
Well, Sam, I'm going to come back. Paul's got to go because he's got a date with the Baroness, but I want to talk more about that. It's an honor to do it because these are weak people. We have to stand strong on their face. But, yeah, living there in Austin is quite interesting now with people. Paul, I'm going to call you in a little while with your memo. All right?
You do that.
Good job, Paul. Have fun. Have a pint for me, all right?
Will do. Take care.
There goes Paul with the Baroness tonight in London. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This hour brought to you by my girlfriend, the Baroness. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to turn the baton over next segment to the great Joel Gilbert, the filmmaker. Taking some phone calls right now, though. But getting serious here for just a moment. Listen how good that guitar sounds right now. Listen on the radio. Humans made that. Humans are awesome. I'm a fan of humans. And I'm looking past the golden age, the age of infinity. And we're so close. I can taste it. And God's made it for us. And I'm ready. But I was talking to Sam in Texas, who came into the ATX, this experience at wearing an InfoWars shirt in a South Lamar Starbucks, another one he's talking about, next door to a pool hall. And they were very hateful to him. Now, people think that that would be something that intimidated me. When I'm out in Elgin or New Braunfels or wherever, it's nothing but fans. Black people, white people, Hispanics, everybody. But in Austin, they still watch the comedy shows. They still watch Homeland. They think a real demon has entered their midst. And actually, I enjoy being at the grocery store and having somebody come over and scream and cuss at me only every once in a while, you know, and every 50th person that goes by. Because I have an internal compass. And I know that I'm upsetting them because I'm challenging their whole system. But I wanted you to be able to, Sam, walk through that describing where you said you came in from Texas. You said ATX on the call, so I said Austin wrongly. Where you came from, what you saw, what you experienced, what InfoWars shirt you were wearing. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I got a really nice InfoWars May the Truth Be With You black T-shirt, and you sent it to me actually for Holden one day. I appreciate you doing that. And I wear it a lot of places, and I get commendations too. People commend me for wearing it. They kind of have a look in their eye that, man, takes some cajones to stand up to the persecution and to tell people what we really believe and where we really stand. But it's nothing new in Christianity. So, yes, I walked into Starbucks today. I know this is where your old offices were. And I went in there and just had my latte. I don't think it helped me wake up near as much as my two brain forces that I popped. But I went in there to have my latte and to send you an email about the Mexican Army's reserves being put on alert for call-up today. And every person takes a sidelong look at that shirt. And they chat among themselves, hey, that's one of those guys. That's one of those enemies. That's one of the ones that we talk about. They're real. That's it. That's one right there. And it's a badge I also wear proud of myself.
And it's so sad. All we're trying to do is free market, freedom, everything that we know works. And they're just brainwashed by big corporations that think of them as morons like Bezos. It's very frustrating. And I just wish that I could deprogram them. But, you know, the thing is,
the gospel has always been an offense. And I'm Pastor Sam. That's me. The gospel's always been an offense. It was an affront in England. Great heroes of the reform in England, Tyndale, Bible translators. And then in America, there was this loyalist, royalist, Catholic Anglican movement, and the people that stood up against it, they suffered great persecution. But because we stood for our pilgrim values, that's how we got 1776. And people from around the world, they still don't understand freedom. And I traveled to a lot of countries. I've been through all South America just recently. And people, one question they ask is, they let you do this and that in America? And they don't understand it. It's not that they let us do it. It's that they won't come and stop us. That nobody will come and stop us. Because that's our culture, as we stand for righteousness. We execute judgment. And this is what the Bible says will happen at the end. The saints take the kingdom. And then, yes, we lay down our golden crowns before the Lamb and the Ancient of Days.
Well, if anybody ever doubted Revelation with all the world government and the world taxation system and the world ID number and the world social score they call Skynet and the human animal cloning and all of it, I mean, it's here. It's here.
I just did a massive teaching on that. Some of the most confusing chapters of Revelation, chapter 12, 13, 14, and 15, and it's on YouTube. You just have to search Pastor Sam or Honnold Sam, and it will come up. And it talks about some things that are going to happen in reality that these liberal theologians have always made to be fairy tale. And it's going to happen. We're going to see it. I put out a teaching on there. It's very controversial.
We're about to see everything. Thanks a lot. God bless you. Look, I got all these callers. I can never get all these people. And I can't always get free T-shirts out when we have somebody hold for an hour. Because most of these folks have only been holding about 30 minutes. But I got Gilbert here with a huge show lined up. So much key intel. The report on Russian active measures has come out. Trump, no collusion. We've got that. We've got Trump getting North Korea to sign a peace deal. I mean, is this what the Russians do? Give me a break, man. The Democrats have historically been with the Russians, folks. Give me a break. Phil Gilbert's made films about that. He can talk about it. Got Raphael in Brooklyn, Isaac, and all these other people. Paul had to go. Let's talk to Gage in North Carolina. Gage, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
You're awesome, dude. I'm on the Brain Force right now.
Thank
and,
you, brother.
Really, I got a question. How are we going to position ourselves against this global society on a daily basis? You see what I'm saying? Every day.
All right, we had some cussing there. I had to drop that call. We're going to let him go. How do you position yourself against this? I think doing your research, making your own personal decisions. You know, you say you go into Walmart. Well, Walmart's not half as bad as Amazon. And I still show up my house. I'm like, it's like dog turds or something. There's like Amazon package on the kitchen table. I'm like, buy it somewhere else. Well, it's cheaper. It's quicker. Because they run scams. They got monopolies. Stop. People go, well, you've got an Amazon account. Because we keep the counterfeits off Amazon by having an Amazon account. But I don't promote it. And I don't discount stuff on there. It's strategic. But we've got to support an economic ecosystem of liberty. And Jeff Bezos ain't it. I want to hear Teresa, even though Paul had to go. He had a hot date with Baroness of Cobra Commander. Teresa of Santa Cruz, California, you got a gift for us. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, I do have a gift. I've got a domain for Paul. I secured imaginemyshock.com. I wanted to give that to him.
Say that again. You said redcoatcommander.com?
Yeah. imaginemyshock.com.
Oh, that is a great name because he always says that. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've
got we'll get your number. You want me to get you in touch with Paul?
Yes, please.
To give him that URL, though, you guys have to go to the little Swan Love Tunnel.
Right. Yes, the Swan Love Tunnel. And then I've got a book idea for you, Alex.
Okay.
Okay, produce a book called I Told You So. And it, with all the white papers and all the all your information that you have provided us with for many, many years, I mean, sometimes I wish you weren't right. You know, I tell people, prove them wrong, prove me wrong when I'm talking about this stuff. You know, and so if you produced a book, you know, showing people, like you said, a lot of it is in white papers. A lot of it is public knowledge now.
You're a genius. We're going to get your number. If you'd like to give Paul that, that'd be a great place for him to have his own blog or his own little personal statements. We got to all move off Facebook and Twitter. They're all censoring us. So imaginemyshock.com. Teresa, we'll put you on hold. Thank you. You're awesome. I'm sorry to Vincent, Nelson, Isaac, and Raphael. I tried to get the visa good. But coming out of the gates is the great, the amazing, the powerful filmmaker, Joe Super Patriot Gilbert. And then this Sunday, I'll be back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert joining you for this final hour of the show. I want to talk about what's going on with the Democrats and the black community. This is the holy grail for the Democrats. They rely on 90% of the black vote, typically coming from urban areas, in order to send people to Congress and in order to support their national candidates. This week we saw Kanye West came out with tweets supporting President Trump. He specifically said Barack Obama did nothing for blacks, that things got worse under Obama. And he said, I refuse to be enslaved by monolithic thought. And he even shared a text message from his buddy John Legend, who was probably horrified that Kanye went ahead and shared his actual text on Twitter, where John Legend said, "Hey, you know, you're risking your legacy and all your fans." And Twitter suddenly dropped Kanye West's followers by 9 million within like an hour. And then they had to restore it. Some clown over at Twitter probably got rid of a lot of his followers, that they had to put him back. And we had Kanye West standing his ground. He said, no, I refuse to be enslaved. I refuse to be enslaved. I can like Donald Trump. We had Chance the Rapper chimed in and said, blacks don't have to be Democrats. And this all started because of Candace Owen from Turning Point USA. She's the one that spoke at an event and said things like, you know, Democrats owned the body of black people during slavery. Now they want to own my mind. And she said, they cannot own my mind anymore. So this issue, it terrifies Democrats because they rely on getting the black community to vote for them, despite the fact that they're working against their interests. Now, I made a movie called There's No Place Like Utopia a few years ago. And in that film, it was kind of like a Michael Moore film. If you haven't seen it, I'm running around the country to progressive cities like Chicago, Detroit, Newark, where Democrats have been in control for 50, 60 years. And they all have drug cultures, single motherhood, terrible education. Taxes went higher and they drove businesses out of the city. Yet the Democrats still have a hold on these people voting for them. So let's take a look at the trailer. We'll watch just about a minute of the trailer from There's No Place Like Utopia. And I'm going to talk more about the reactions of the people I talk to in the inner cities. Let's play the trailer.
We've got a wizard here. He can solve your problems.
Because he's special.
You can keep your doctor. Keep your plan.
People on welfare assistance here mostly?
That's the whole city.
We're going to replace capitalism with socialism.
So we make the world as it should be.
Utopia is the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's what they believe.
Everything is boarded up. We're just getting poor, honestly.
There's no home left anymore. They're stuck in Oz. They never get home.
Okay, that's the portion of the trailer I wanted you to see. Now, I'm going to take questions throughout the hour on this film, as well as some other films, Atomic Jihad about the Iranian nuclear program, and also Dreams from My Real Father. If you want to call in, please call at
1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-ALEX. Now, you saw I talked to a lot of black folks in Chicago, and the first thing they said was, we don't want illegals. We don't want marijuana legalized. We don't want businesses being driven out of our communities because we want good jobs. We want lower taxes. We don't want our daughters using the public restroom with men. We want more police. Now, these people sound like conservatives. They, especially black women, are the greatest conservatives in the country. And then you ask them, well, who'd you vote for? Are you going to vote Republican? They say, no, we vote Democrat. And I said, but look, everything you believe in is not what the Democrats believe in. They've created these drug cultures, violent community, everybody's on welfare. Nothing got better, just like Kanye West said, nothing got better under Obama. So the first thing they start to say is, well, you know, wait a minute. They start to rethink the situation because they've been inundated with these Democrat politicians and narrative that Republicans are racist, when in fact a lot of people are catching on, like Candace Owens, Kanye West, that, well, no, maybe the Democrats don't have our interests at heart. And Kanye West is saying, well, we shouldn't just give all of our vote away to one party. Let them earn it. So let's take our first caller. We want to talk a little bit about Kanye West and the very dangerous movement that seems to be starting for the Democrat Party if they lose their hold on the black vote. Can we bring up the first caller? Isaac, go ahead. Hi, Isaac, go ahead.
I apologize. I haven't seen your video, Utopia, yet, but my family settled in Fredericksburg, Texas in 1840, and they left Denmark. And I was doing some research on them and following my family's origin, and I found out in Germany in 1840, they really expelled a lot of liberal thinkers, and there was a group called the Darmstadt 40 who left the Gottesberg College. I'm probably pronouncing a lot of German wrong, but they came all the way to Texas to do a thought experiment, and there was 40 of them. They called them the Darmstadt 40, and they wanted to build a utopia in the middle of Texas, and they thought they had no rules, no law. It was a disaster. Within 2 years, they all dispersed. Some of them went back home, but the origins of this Darmstadt 40 goes all the way to Christian Oersted. He had created some of the first
right,
electronic.
Okay. Right. Thank you for the call. I'm going to comment because we don't have that much time in the segment. Look, it's been tried many times. Thomas More, Marx's Workers' Paradise, Stalinism, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, everywhere they tried to create this perfect world with a paradise on earth, it always failed. And that's the difference between conservatives and liberals and leftists. Leftists, socialists, communists, they look at America and compare it to the perfect society, the perfect world, and they conclude, okay, we have to tear it down and destroy it because it's not perfect. Conservatives compare America to the rest of the world, and we say we love America, we want to build it up. That's the basic difference. And the Democrats are putting black people and minorities out in the front and saying, they don't have a perfect world. They don't have all these services and things that everybody else has, so we have to take down and start the system all over again. And I think black people are catching on that the Democrats have never had their interest at heart. They're only looking to use them to further an agenda to take power. And that's what Barack Obama did when he was in office. Nothing got better. We're going to talk about Chicago and Obama and how that evolved right when we come back from the break. This is InfoWars.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert back with you. We're talking about this phenomena. This week, Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, Candace Owens. This may be the week that the black community starts to take a hard look at the Democrats and how they've abandoned them and used them over the years for their votes while doing absolutely nothing for them, including Barack Obama. We saw during the last election, I made the film called Banished, the untold story of Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's black son living in Arkansas, whose aunt took him to the governor's mansion when he was 5 years old, had the door slammed in his face, and they didn't care about Danny Williams. Guess who else didn't care about Danny Williams? Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter made fun of him. They didn't even contact him. They just tried to make fun of him and dismiss him because they had an agenda to support the Democrats, not an agenda to help black people. We're going to be talking more about this monumental week for the black community, where the tide may be turning and the Democrats are living in terror right now that black people might start to reexamine their blind faith in the Democrat Party. You can call in at 1-877-789-ALEX. That's 1-877-789-2539. Now, most of you have seen my film Dreams from My Real Father, and Obama's story is typical of what the black community has suffered from liberals and communists. Barack Obama's real father, as I showed in my film, was not the Kenyan goat herder. It was a Russian agent named Frank Marshall Davis, who was in Chicago, who the white communists got to help try to bring black people into the communist movement in the 30s. Let's take a quick look at part of the trailer for Dreams from My Real Father.
My father was a foreign student, born and raised in a small village in Kenya. He grew up herding goats.
Frank Marshall Davis, writer.
Just wanted you to be reminded of this trailer because Obama's father, Frank Marshall Davis, was recruited into the Communist Party by white communists to help convince black people in Chicago to join the communist movement in the 30s. Black people were no fools. They were religious, church-going people, hardworking, strong families, and they rejected Frank Marshall Davis and the communism he represented because it was atheist. Davis later went to Hawaii on orders of the Kremlin. His son, Barack Obama, he raises Barack Obama by Obama's own admission, and Frank Marshall Davis radicalizes Obama into this Marxist worldview. Obama ends up back in Chicago where his father is from, and the same thing happens. The white communists recruit Obama to try to trick black people into joining the socialist movement. But 50 years later, black people in Chicago are no fools. They rejected Obama. He ran for Congress. They didn't vote for him. Bobby Rush won. It was only the white liberals that supported Obama and pushed him into the national spotlight. Let's take a call from George in Texas. Go ahead with your question about any of my films or the way that the Democrats have been using the black community for years and years.
You know, I have all three of your films, Dreams of My Real Father. There's no place like Utopia and The Art of the Insult, but you know, one thing, you know, I lived in Florida and I'd seen a lot of Cubans and they told me all about Castro and how, communism has destroyed the human dignity, the human spirit. If you want to really see communism in its graphic form, you can go on YouTube and go look up the movie The Czechist that was made in 1992 in Russia. If you want to see graphic communism, how it destroys the human spirit, go see that movie, The Czechist. But as far as like, as far as like black America, you know, I've seen how, you know, the Great Society and the socialist program, how it destroyed the black family. I remember one time, I'm 51 years old, that black Americans used to be the most righteous, upright people. Now you can't really find them anymore.
Well, let me comment. Thanks for your call. Black people are very righteous. They're very family oriented. They're very close knit families. I think it's actually hard to find a black child to adopt because the grandparents or the parents of the child or the grandparents will raise that child because they're so close knit people. If you saw my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I talk to a lot of black people all over. And a lot of them are on welfare, and they're very unhappy about it. They're very unhappy about it. They don't want to be on welfare. They don't want to be on these assistance programs. It's embarrassing. And that's why Trump has made such inroads, because he's got the lowest black unemployment in history. And he even announced that to the in the State of the Union address. And guess who wouldn't even clap or even stand up was the Black Caucus. these black people that have been coerced into the Democrat Party that just follow that line and are not looking after the interests of the black community who probably voted them into power. Let's take another call from Jim. Go ahead, Jim. Okay, Jim, are you there? Okay, looks like we don't. Is it Jim in Virginia, or who is it? Let's go with Alexander in Virginia instead. Go ahead, Alexander.
Yes, this is Jim. I would like to suggest that maybe a focus of breaking the Democratic hold on the black vote should be going into their past with Jim Crow, the reversal of Reconstruction, the KKK, all this stuff. But now the Democrats have gotten away with the illusion or the myth that they and the Republicans switched in the past, and so all that actually happened from the Republican Party. And that's what I hear from people. They are convinced that all those things in the past was a result of Republicans.
Right. Thank you for the call. A lot of them will say, well, things have flipped. Things have changed around. Now the Democrats represent our interests. But now you've got admired black cultural figures like Kanye West. I mean, who's bigger than him? That are openly questioning why black communities should just give away their votes to the Democrats. It really hasn't done anything for them. We saw Chance the Rapper came right away and said, you don't have to be a Democrat. So this is the biggest nightmare of the Democrat Party, because if they lose, let's say the black vote is 20%, and even bigger in Democrat primaries, of course, if it's 20% and they lose 10% of it, Democrat Party is finished. But the trick that the Democrats have done with Barack Obama is to try to get black leaders to join the Democrat Party and trick black people into thinking, well, here's a black guy and he's going to look out for my interests. Barack Obama didn't do anything for the black community. He did a lot for Iran. He did a lot for Russia. He was very pro-Russia in his first term. He did a lot for illegals. He did a lot for Hondurans. He did a lot for Mexicans. He didn't do anything for black people. And I think they realize it now that just because someone has the same race as them doesn't mean they're going to look out for their interests. I think Donald Trump, a white guy, has done a lot more to achieve employment goals and all the agenda that the Democrats have been promising for years and years. Education is going to get better, schools, reduce the violence, get rid of the violent gangs, and so on. So it's a monumental week, because this really is the tipping point, I think, where if you have Kanye West saying you don't have to be a Democrat, and Chance the Rapper, and John Legend come and says, no, Hillary Clinton's, you know, he put on rallies for Hillary Clinton. John Legend comes and says, no, you can't do that. And Kanye West said, well, yes, I can. So keep a close eye on this debate in the black community with the Democrats. I think the stranglehold is beginning to be broken. When we come back, we're going to come back with Larry Klayman to talk about the Senate committee trying to protect the Mueller probe. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back. I'm Joel Gilbert. We've got one more segment for you. Don't forget to go to the Alex Jones Store for Trump, the Art of the Insult. Buy it in Alex Jones Store. You'll laugh for 95 minutes and you'll get to understand Trump for the very first time, the marketing and branding genius that he is and that he's continuing today, so much so that little Rocket Man is giving up his nuclear weapons and laying down his arms. So Trump, victory after victory, it's a whole lot of winning. Let's take one more call on the Kanye West phenomena from Marty in Boston. Marty, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So, you know, my father has been working in the entertainment industry for quite some time, and he actually had the pleasure of working with Kanye a few years back. And the things that he learned from Kanye, I see playing out in front of us right now. One of those things being that Kanye West is he's taking the leap forward, and he's leading a lot of the black community. Now, my name's Millennial Man.
No, okay. Sorry about that, folks. Kanye West really is a leader. He's shown that he'll go against the grain and he'll speak his mind. And I think a lot of people have a lot to be proud of that are listening to him and are willing to hear what he has to say. And obviously he didn't appreciate his buddy John Legend telling him, you know, the thought police telling him, no, you've got to go with Hillary like I've done my whole life. We're going to switch gears here to talked to Larry Klayman. We had a great interview a couple weeks back, 120,000 views on YouTube. And would like to hear from Larry. Are you there, Larry?
Go, I'm here. Great to see you.
Great to see you. Well, look, the Senate Judiciary Committee just approved legislation. That's why we wanted to have you back on today, to protect the Mueller probe so that Robert Mueller can't be fired. What is playing out now? Are we at the end game where they're just trying to save Mueller so he can keep persecuting Trump? And what can and should Trump do to fight back?
So the reality is, and we've seen this all along, is that it's not just the Democrat establishment in Washington, D.C. It's the Republican establishment. They want to see President Trump dead politically, and in some cases, actually, it's unbelievable. It's outrageous. This is Senator Charles Grassley. He's the chairman of that committee. I've dealt with him in the last few years. I tried to bring mass surveillance to his attention, and he didn't listen to me. I don't think he understood what I was saying. I think, frankly, not only is the establishment, but he's become senile in old age. But you've got this very evil establishment that wants to destroy the president. And that, of course, explains why Jeff Sessions is left alone at the Justice Department to do nothing. This week he says he's not doing anything because special counsels take on a life of their own. Well, yes, if I was special counsel, and you go to our website at freedomwatchusa.org, you can be damn sure I would take on a life of our own. I would prosecute elite criminals on behalf of the American people. Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Robert Mueller, Barack Obama, George Soros, the rest of them. But this establishment doesn't want to rock the boat, and Trump rocks the boat because he challenges their money train and their power. And that's why we, the American people, need to rise up. And that's why I need to be named special counsel. And I also think that we should be starting citizens' grand juries, which are totally legal. Justice Scalia found in 1992 in a case, United States versus Williams, that the grand jury belongs to the American people, not to the other three branches of government. We have the right to impanel a grand jury, to indict, to try, and to convict. And also we have the right to sentence and enforce that. And I would go to a federal judge through a citizen's grand jury. Again, you can see that on our website at freedomwatchusa.org. And I would seek to enforce the convictions. We need your help. Okay. We need American people's help here.
All right. Yeah, you can go to freedomwatchusa.org. So, Larry, how does this work? Can you come to Dallas, and choose citizens and set up a grand jury? How would that work? And how would you impanel people? And how would you get testimony? What would happen in the end? Explain the process.
Yes. And we need resources to do that so people can donate to our cause by going to freedomwatchusa.org. But I am a member of the Northern District of Texas District Court. We could do it, in and around InfoWars down there. I would like to see them play a role here, too, so we can reach the American people. But, yes, we can impanel grand jury by going to neutral voter rolls and choose them randomly, exactly the way it's done by the Justice Department and judges. We would then choose a petit jury once we got convictions, a regular jury, again, neutrally chosen, get a retired judge that has some courage. I've got some in mind. And then we give notice to the defendants, such as Comey, Mueller, Clinton, and the rest, that they're willing to come and testify in front of that grand jury. And if they don't, we'll seek to indict them on the evidence we have. And then we'll try them. We'll try them before a neutral judge and a jury, and we will convict them undoubtedly because there's so much evidence out there. There's no way that we don't get convictions. Easier than convicting, I might say, Bill Cosby. So this is what we have in plan.
Yeah. What would happen with that conviction? Can you then enforce it? How do you enforce it?
Technically speaking, the American people could enforce it themselves like they did in the Old West. I wouldn't advocate that. But I do have a judge in mind who I believe would issue an order to the U.S. Marshals Service to arrest the criminals and throw them in federal prison. And we can certainly find, with all of the judges in this country, one judge that will do that. I have one particular judge in mind who I believe would do that. But we've got to try it. In addition to being special counsel, I wouldn't need a citizen's grand jury if I was appointed to that. But if that does not happen, and I don't believe that it will because President Trump's been collared, I think, by his lawyers to take not very strong action here, we need to do the citizen's grand jury. We need to do it quick because our country is sinking into the swamp.
All right. Do you have faith? We've got this guy Huber is a prosecutor working with Sessions. You've got the Horowitz report coming out in drips, and the big part is probably coming in a couple of weeks. You've got this guy, Cohen Watnick from the intelligence, working with DOJ. Do you not have any confidence that the system that is slowly working behind the scenes will go ahead and come up with prosecutions, indictments, and carry out what a special counsel would have done anyway? And why not?
Zero confidence, Joel. Look, we have the example of the last three decades. When has any of the elites in Washington, D.C. been held accountable for anything? What happens is the justice system burns the lower level and middle hanging fruit. People like Scooter Libby, who was chief of staff to Vice President Cheney in the Valerie Plame scandal. He got indicted. Cheney never got indicted. Karl Rove never got indicted. No one gets indicted. So we need a special counsel. That's why I should be appointed. You can go to our website, freedomwatchusa.org. And in addition, we need a citizen's grand jury because we need to go after the high-hanging fruit. We need to go after Obama, after Clinton, after Mueller, after Comey. Look, Mueller has been leaking grand jury information. That's a crime. He should be taken out legally now for that. I have cases pending in that regard, but if I was special counsel, I would control a grand jury and have him indicted for that and convicted and thrown in prison. This guy is a crook. He's a criminal. He's dishonest. And the Republican establishment's backing him up because they want to see the president legally dead. And people need to understand that.
Tell me this. Do you think it's realistic that the people lower level of the FBI decided one day, we don't like Donald Trump, let's start this whole thing in motion and work with the DNC to try to spy on him and then get him out of office? Is that realistic, or by definition, did it come, orders come from the White House, from Valerie Jarrett, from Obama, just like with the IRS scandal, where they used the IRS to interfere in the 2012 election so conservatives could not organize? Is this only originating the FBI, or does it come from far above?
It comes from the top. It comes from people who were in control of the FBI, Comey and Mueller, before that. It comes from the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Yes, it comes from him. You know, average FBI agents, special agents, I've represented them. They're generally very good, honest, patriotic people. If they want to stay in the FBI, they have to do what they're told. Many of them have quit. Many of them expressed complete consternation and disgust at what happened with regard to Hillary Clinton and covering up her email scandal and other scandals. It's the people at the top that are highly corrupt, and that's who we need to hold accountable, to set an example for everybody else. You know, we peasants, you know, if we commit a crime, we go to prison. But if you're a higher up, you just walk off and continue to cash in and around Washington, D.C. and state capitals. And this is why this country's coming unglued. This is what we saw in the days leading up to the revolution, which caused the revolution. King George III and his yes men judges, rubber stamping the illegal acts that he was issuing by edict against the colonies. We are in a second American revolution. So.
Okay, very good, Larry. We only got a few seconds left. I want to wrap it up. Thanks, everybody, for being here on InfoWars. Don't forget to get the Art of the Insult, the InfoWars store. Go check out Larry's website, freedomwatchusa.org. And God bless Kanye West. We'll see you next time.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.